Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Poetry and Motivation. This is a daily podcast where you can find all of your inspirational and all of your motivational needs in one spot. I am your host, the Poetic Black Girl, and happy Thursday! Whether it is a thirsty Thursday for our party animals or a thoughtful Thursday for some of our more introspective animals or individuals, whatever you like to be called today, I am wishing you a very prosperous and happy, healthy Thursday. I hope everything is going well with you all, and I am extremely excited to be bringing you a spoken word poem today. And this spoken word poem is going to be called Letter to Your Flag by Royalty. I hope you enjoy it.
We pledge allegiance to your flag of the United States of America and to your republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for who? For you? For some? Not for us. Not for our people. So please stop saying we equal. With your flag of red, white, and blue in one hand, you beat us. Until we're black and blue with the other, beat us. Until we're none, beat us. Until we can't walk straight, then you put us in chains if we lucky. But for the ones of us who are so lucky, you tell us to put our hands up as some type of sick tribute to your privilege. And then you pull the trigger until our bodies lay down on your ground. Pull the trigger until your clip is empty. Pull the trigger until we make your evening news. And then when our children cry, we have to look our children in the eyes and tell them that they have to be cautious. That when they walk your streets, they have to do so in fear. That they have to spend an entirety of their life looking over their shoulder, because you will hunt them down. And you will bury them, either in a prison system that aims to disenfranchise them or the dirt beneath their feet. And this is all because of that same racism that you love to say no longer exists. But we all know that that same racism is the reason that when we want to put a hood on, we resist. The reason that when we go to get these jobs, we're dismissed at the door. The reason that when we go to shop, we're watched in your stores. That racism is the reason that us saying your pledge of allegiance feels a lot like a root canal or a whip's impact against our flesh or a baton to our head or a bullet in our back or tear gas at a Black Lives Matter protest. That racism is the reason that three women clenched their purses as I walked through the entrance of this very building. It hurts that I have to remember that the system I was born into was built to work against me. Hurts that I have to remember. Hurts that I have to remember. Hurts that I have to. Hurts that I actually have to remember that you will happily invest more money into the preservation of wildlife than you ever will into the preservation of Black life. Let me ask y'all a question. When y'all turn on y'all TVs and witness another Black body laid out on y'all concrete, what do y'all see? Another murder? Another sad story? Another funeral? Do you see the aftermath? I see another child that lost their father. Another single woman trying to raise a man. Another broken home which leads to another child that grows up and suffers the same fate as their father. Which means another Black woman that outlives her adolescent son. This country practices a culture that lacks equal rights for Blacks. And we love to say that Black don't crack mean while y'all shatter our melanin like glass. My back breaks for everybody you lay at our feet. For every memory I try to erase within your war zones. Late nights reveal that my PTSD has found its way to the surface. And my hate for this country reminds me that I'm far from patriotic. So it's a little ironic that I pledge allegiance to your flag of the United States of America and to your republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for who?
Wasn't that good? I hope it made you think. Once again, I'm your host, The Poetic Black Girl. You can find me on Instagram at Poetic Black Girl. Send me a message if you like this episode. Send me a message letting me know what kind of poetry you'd like to hear in the future or what kind of motivational speech you'd like to hear in the future. If you have a favorite motivational speaker, send me a DM and maybe they'll end up on the show. I hope your day is amazing. Remember to put one foot in front of the other. You've got this. You have always got this. Everything is already in your favor. And I love you for listening.